Please be seated. We will be spending 2 days here to have the adult spiritual cultivation seminar. And the purpose to have this seminar is to improve our relationship with God. There are many so-called relationships in this world. For example, relationship between the spouse. Relationship between the parents and the children. And the relationships between brothers and sisters. Or even relationships with your co-workers. And sometimes we discover it's very difficult to so-called normalize the relationship.
夫妻结婚久了, 常常发现关系越来越松动。
And sometimes if a couple have been married for a long time, they'll discover that their relationship is not as strong as before.
有时候感觉到两代之间这个关系好像不是很亲密。
Or sometimes the relationship between the generations is not as strong as it should be.
有一个代沟在里面。
Or so-called the generation gap.
甚至兄弟姐妹之间也觉得好像没有关系。
Sometimes even the relationship between blood brothers and sisters have diminished.
那这一切的关系，对最基本的关系就是神跟人的关系。
But of all these relationships, the one we should pay close attention to is our relationship with God.
那如果我们忽略了神跟人的关系，那一直要在人际关系上用自己的方法在追求进步，常常发现你花很多的力量，但是。
If you have first neglected your relationship, your pursuit of your relationship with God, you'll discover that your efforts improving relationship with the others would be in vain. So if you have a problem with your marriage, first try to improve your spirituality. That is, improve your relationship with God.
两代之间的问题也是灵性问题。
And also the relationship between generations is this also a function of your relationship with God.
甚至我们同事同僚之间的问题也是灵性问题。
Or even problems that you have with your co-workers, these are all attributed to our problems within our own spirituality.
所以我们要重视我们跟神的关系。
Therefore, we must focus and emphasize on our relationship with God. It is the foundation of all other relationships.
也就是说,一个人如果跟神有好的关系,
that is, if a person has a good relationship with God,
那这个关系会反映在夫妻之间,会反映在两代之间,会反映在兄弟姐妹之间。
And this good relationship would reflect in his relationship with his spouse, with his brothers, with his parents.
所以一个人灵性好不好?
So whether a person has good spirituality or not,
这有时候你看不出来, 那里面的东西啊,
it's very hard to judge.
但是你一看他周围的关系,
but if you can see how he relates with others,
如果一个人灵性好,
if a person has high spirituality,
夫妻关系一定好,
and then surely he would have a good relationship with his spouse.
如果一个人灵性好,
if a person has a good spirituality,
两代之间一定很好,
then he will have good relationship with his children and or his parents.
因此我们要在这个世界上过一个很和平的生活，很和睦的生活，最重要的关键还是要从信仰追求。
Therefore, the key to live peacefully and harmoniously with each other is to seek a good relationship with God.
就是我们要亲近神。
And we must make an effort to draw near to God. We have heard numerous testimonies. And these are experiences that we heard in the church. When they make an effort to draw near to God,
他越来越发现这个配偶之间的关系越来越新。They
will discover that their relationship with their spouse, it's been renewed every day.
婚姻是旧的,已经20年,30年,40年。
The wedding day, it's a history of 20, even 30 years ago.
但是关系是新的。
But the relationship has been renewed.
因为神在里面。
For God is here.
所以哥林多后书说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Therefore, in the book of 2 Corinthians, it says, if a person is in Christ, then he is a new being.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
For the old being is passed away, and now everything is renewed.
若有人在基督里面，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Now, if a person is in Christ, then his old self will perish, and he will now live as a new being.
所以人际之间的关系不好，常常是旧事没有办法过，所以就没有办法有新的关系。
So the reason why you have problem with others, it could be that you never let go of your old self, therefore you cannot live as a new being.
但是要让旧事过去，这有时候不是人做得到的。
But sometimes it is impossible to rely on own effort to let go of this old self.
啊，只有神能够做得到的。
Only through God.
所以我们在这个灵修会啊，如果这个灵修会很成功，一个具体的表现就是开完之后，我们发现我们周围的关系越来越好。
So how do you judge the success of a cultivation seminar? You can see whether you have the relationship that you have with the others has improved or not.
因为神在我们中间。
Because we know that God is among us.
神就是人跟人之间聚合的力量。
And God is the force that puts that attracts people together.
本来我们都没有关系的。
Previously, we have no relationship.
为什么我们会在一起？
Why is it that we're here today?
就是有神在我们中间。
Because we know that God is among us.
哦，所以我们变成有关系。
So we have this relationship.
变成了弟兄姐妹。
We are brothers and sisters.
但是如果神更充满在我们当中，
But if God is truly filled in us,
那我们就会发现弟兄姊妹的关系，那个关系会更强，更亲密。
Then we'll discover and identify the strong bond of brothers and sisters.
所以，如果整个教会他跟神的关系都很好
，So if the entire church has good relationship with God,
你会发现整个教会彼此之间的关系都很好。
You'll see that the relationship among the brothers and sisters within the church will be very good too.
因为神就是他们之间聚合的力量。
Because God is the force that put them together.
这个是一个最基本我们应该要追求的。
And this is something very fundamental and something that we should pursue after.
神是一切的根源。
For God is the source of all things.
是一切关系的基础。
He is the foundation of all relationships.
那神到底是什么？
So what is God?
圣经告诉我们三个。
Bible gave us three definitions.
第一个，神就是道。
One, God is the way.
所以如果每一个人都能够有神的道在心中。
He's also the truth. That is, if you have the way and the truth of God in your heart.
在神的道里面能够明白神的旨意。
And then from His way and truth, you can understand His will.
那我想，信徒之间的关系或者家庭里面的关系都会很正常。
And then I would expect a very harmonious relationship both within and outside the family.
那常常就是对一件的事情看法不一样。
But often conflict arise because of difference in opinions.
那看法不一样，使人的想法不一样。
And due to this difference in opinions, people will react differently.
哦，连带这个关系就不好了。
And then sometimes may cause some conflict and misunderstandings.
那神的旨意都是隐藏在圣经里面。
And the will of the Lord can be found in the Bible.
所以人不断在圣经上这样一直在查考，用圣经来塑造我们的观念。哎，到最后你会发现，人越来越容易沟通。
So if a person diligently studies the Bible and use the words in the Bible to phrase his livelihood, you will see that he becomes easier to communicate.
所以有时候这个两代之间关系不是对立的。
So the relationship between the two generations, they should not be contradicting each other.
他们方向是一致的。
They actually should have the same direction.
他们的方向就是要去追求神本身。
Their common direction is to pursue God himself.
追求神的旨意。
To pursue the will of God.
所以在这个大前提之下，应该不是对立的。
So with this as the common ground, there should be no contradiction.
因此如果两代之间有意见不一样。
So if you see a strong difference in opinions between the generations.
应该回到圣经来寻找什么是神的旨意。
They both should return back to the Bible and find what is the will of God.
能够彼此顺服。
And then they can obey the will of God.
那这个关系就很容易建立起来。
And then it's very easy to establish relationship with God.
所以这为什么说查圣经这么重要？
That's why we emphasize so much on Bible study.
因为你有共同的了解，有神的话在感动。你发现想法会越来越一样。
Because with common understanding of the will of God and the truth, you'll discover that your concept will be closer together.
那这个想法越来越一样，那这个人之间容易交通啊，你就发现关系越来越好。
And once your concepts are similar, it will be easier to communicate, and then the relationship will improve.
那第二个，神就是爱。
Secondly, God is love.
所以如果神在我们中间，
So if God is among us,
这个教会应该是相当有吸引力。
And the church will be able to attract many people.
因为是神的爱在里面吸引我们。
Because it is the love of God that attracts people.
那是一个很有吸引的地方。
Then the church will become a very attractive place.
所以如果弟兄姊妹之间好像越来越疏远，
So if you feel that the relationship between brother and sister has been distant.
你可以找到很多的原因。
And you may try to find problems and see what's going on.
但是最根本的原因。
But the fundamental problem
就是因为神在中间越来越少。
That is, God is less, God has not been among us to the extent as before.
因此使徒教会里面我们看这个三千个人，他们本来都不是都是没有关系的人呢、啊，当他们得到圣灵以后，全部都聚在一起。
If you look at the book of Acts, on that day when 3,000 believe in Jesus, they were all, they had no relationship with each other before, but due to the Holy Spirit, they all became together as one.
而且能够凡物共用。
And they can even share everything.
为什么能够做到这一点？
Why is that they could do that?
这不是人的作为。
It is not the act of men.
是圣灵把神的爱浇灌在他们心中。
But rather, the act of the Holy Spirit pour into their hearts.
那因为有主的爱。
Because they have the love of Jesus.
所以你看到每一个人，你就可以包容他的缺点，可以欣赏他的优点。
So when you see a brother and sisters, you will see his or her good points.And able to accommodate and forgive his or her faults.
所以因为有主的爱在心中，你看到每一个人都很可爱。
And because you have the love of Jesus in your heart, and everyone becomes very honorable.
那当一个人心中有这种感觉的时候，你发现这个教会是和睦的。
And so once you have this kind of love in your heart, the church will be harmonious.
那常常人的爱有选择性。
But often,Human type of love is selective.
我喜欢这种形态的人，我不喜欢那种形态的人。
I prefer a certain type of people, and I do not like as much to associate with certain type of people.
我喜欢这种人的讲话方式，我不喜欢那种人讲话方式。
I prefer this guy's style, and this guy is really not in my taste.
那因为个人有不同的喜好，所以你会发现即使聚集在一起，这个无心中还有一种无形的一个裂痕在里面。
And because of these so-called preferential judgment, when the group gather together, some kind of contradictions or groupings or divisions would occur.
所以使徒教会里面就是一个很大的神迹，三千个人能够在一起，凡物共用，同心合意。
So it is already a great miracle that these 3,000people could live together and they share everything.
因为当中有神的爱。
Because the love of Jesus was with them.
今天就是我们教会要追求的方向。
Today, that is the direction of our church.
大家被神的爱充满。
Everyone filled by the love of Jesus.
你会发现每一个人都很可爱。
You'll discover that everyone is very amiable.
那我们又发现教会里面彼此都很亲近。
And everyone, you'll feel the closeness of brothers and sisters.
那第三个就是圣灵。
And the thirdGod is the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的感动。
The movement of the Spirit.
我们一个人要在灵性上进步，要不断的祷告。
In order for a person to uplift his spirituality, he must pray constantly.
我们现在来看诗篇的六十三篇。
Please refer to Psalms 63.
诗篇的六十三篇。
Psalm 63.
第一节。
Psalm 63 verse 1.
说神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻找你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。第二节
Verse 2，
我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，我要见你的能力和你的荣耀。第三节
Verse 3，
因为你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。这里大卫这样作诗。
Here, David, he composed this psalm.
说我的心渴想你。
He said, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you."
我的心切慕你。
My soul thirsts for you.
所以我们可以看到大卫跟神的关系很亲近。
So we can see that David had a very close relationship with God.
那个亲近是因为被神的爱所吸引。
And this kind of intimacy was due to the attraction of the love of God.
第三节说，你的慈爱比生命更好。
Verse 3 says, because your love is better than life.
那被神的爱所感动，所以他就回报神他的爱。
Because he was moved by the love of Jesus, by the love of God, therefore he repaid the love of God.
因此他跟神的关系变非常的亲近。
And that's how he improved his relationship with God.
那今天我们会跟神亲近。
Today, we, in order for us to draw near to God,
是因为神的爱在感动我们。
It should be because the love of Jesus moves us.
那我们心中感觉到神很爱我们，我们就很想要靠近他。
Because we are deeply touched by the love of God, therefore we want to draw near to God.
神是一个有感情的神。
For our God is a God of mercy.
所以圣经里面说，说神是亚伯拉罕神。以撒的神，雅各的神。
And God is the God of Jacob, God of Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕亲了。
And God was very close with Abraham.
所以他是亚伯拉罕的朋友。
His so-called the friend of Abraham.
他要毁灭索多玛的时候，他说：“我可以像这个事情，可以向亚伯拉罕隐瞒吗？”
The scripture says that when God was about to destroy the city of Sodom, he says, "Can I hide this from my friend Abraham?"
所以他就告诉了亚伯拉罕。
Therefore, he told Abraham.
所以神是有感情的神。
So God is a God of emotion.
但是常常是人对神冷漠。
But sometimes we feel emotionless toward God.
我们现在看以赛亚书的第一章。
Please refer to Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书的第一章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 1.
第二节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2.
在811页。以赛亚书第一章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2.
说天啊要听，地啊侧耳而听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养育长大，他们竟薄逆我。第三节。
Verse 3.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列人却不认识我，我的民却不留意。这里神非常的感叹。
Here, God was very disappointed.
所以他就漠视这个以赛亚讲到他的心，神的心情啊。
Therefore, he led prophet Isaiah to reveal his thinking.
那这第二节到第三节啊，归纳起来，神就觉得说哦，养人不如养牛跟养驴啊。
Here in verse 2 and 3, basically God is saying that. Taking care of people is no better than taking care of cattle.
这个养牛久了之后，牛跟主人有感情。
And if you try to raise cattle, and even these animals would have an attachment with the master.
所以主人一靠近，这个牛尾巴就来摇一摇。
And so when the masters approach the cattle, and they would try to show their appreciation.
甚至家里面你养猫养狗也是一样，你回来它也不会讲话，就身旁靠靠尾巴摇摇，你就很高兴。
Even if you have pets like dog or cats, and you treat these animals well, when you return home, they're gonna come and then try to cuddle with you.
所以这个很多人很喜欢养啊，这是有感情的。
And so many people prefer pets more than people.
但是这个神说，我养育这些以色列百姓。
And but here God says that I rear children.
我爱这么爱他们，但是他们竟然不认识我。
I love the chosen people so much, but they have rebelled against me.
所以他们也不留意我。
And they disown me.
他们心中没有神。
They had no God in their heart.
所以神说：“天哪，地啊，你要做见证。”
So verse 2 and 3 says, "Hear, O heaven, listen, O earth."
今天神确实非常爱我们。
We know that God indeed loves us.
我每天都活在神的恩典里面。
Every day we are living under the grace of God.
那神就是在等待我们。
And God is waiting for us to return.
有一颗爱神的心。
And we should have a heart of loving God.
渴慕他的心。
Eager to draw near to him,
想要与神亲近
want to be near to God,
把心门打开来愿意把神接到我们内心
open our hearts and willing to accept God into our hearts,
使神能够住在我们里面
so that God can dwell within us,
这样在灵里面呢与神合一
and in spirit we can be united with God,
这个是神所要的
and this is what God requires of us,
所以祷告不只是说祈求而已
so prayer is not merely pleading,
如果祷告只是祈求，有一天你很顺利，你就找不到祷告了。
If prayer is just pleading to God for things, then one day if you have everything, then you don't have to pray.
啊，祷告包括在灵里面跟神倾心吐意的这一种交通。
But prayer should be a mean of communication via spirit with God.
那一位爱我们的神，那一位我们所爱的神，在灵里面跟他在交通。
The God who loves us, the God who we love, we are communicating with him.
那在爱里面这样一直跟他交通，我们心就得到很大的满足。
And if you can communicate with God, with His love, and then you will receive the greatest satisfaction of all.
因此，祷告本身不只是祈求。
So prayer itself, should not be just a form of pleading.
包括感谢颂赞。
You should include praise and thanksgiving.
包括在灵里面啊，跟他倾心吐意，跟他交谈。
You should include a intimate conversation, communication with God.
那如果我们能够达到那个程度，要我们跟神的关系就很好了。
If we can reach our level, then our relationship with God would improve.
啊，所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
我们在灵里面来跟神交通。
We want to have spiritual communion.With God.
打开我们的心门跟神来相亲
We want to open our hearts and to be near to God.
请我们常常为着身体欠安的同龄代祷
Please remember those brothers and sisters in illness.
求主加添他们力量
We ask the Lord to give them strength.
使他们在受苦当中能够荣耀神
So that in the midst of suffering, they can still glorify the name of the Lord.
那我们祷告也要来求圣灵
And we also want to pray for the fullness of the Spirit.
所以凡是要求圣灵，要特别求神的恩典啊，我们不要客气到前面来。
So if you want to pray for Holy Spirit, you want to pray for special blessings, please do come forward.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And let us all kneel down and pray together.